brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. The Gambler, 102.5 FM, 104.1 in Trenton, WDAS 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at MCSinc-PA.com. That's MCSinc-PA.com or 484-202-3656. 484-202-3656. I haven't had enough alcohol to mix with the painkillers that I'm on right now, Diaz. I'm good so far.
That was great.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, my name is Quimby. I am joined amongst an excellent cast of characters this evening. Hollis Tank Thomas, our mainstay and our foundation of the program. What's happening, baby?
Yeah, chilling. Good. Good evening. How you doing?
I like that Philly shirt.
Thank you.
I do.
Appreciate you.
This man is fashion sense all the time. Even when he's casual, he looks good.
Thanks.
Right?
Looks good.
Got it from Irv.
Uh-oh. There it is. Pointing fingers already.
I just have a plain black shirt on today.
We also have the amazing Shut Up Diaz Nation in the house, along with Michael Diaz. What's up, bro?
What's up? Rock, flag, and eagle, July 4th weekend. Got Diaz Nation in the house. Uh-huh. Couldn't be better.
All right. In that note, we've got Bryant Walden wearing his hashtag Shut Up Diaz Nation shirt, and Jamie Hollenbach wearing her Shut Up Diaz shirt, which is a perfect segue into our other host. What's up, Chris Sack?
I'm loving the shirts. I love the shirts. I love the effort that we put forth to really tell Diaz, man, shut up. Point blank, plain and simple, right, Hollis?
Hey, yep. Point blank.
That doesn't count as one of
them. No, it does not. I did not put that on the tote board for this evening.
Actually producing the show right now, out in the break room or the green room, Super Sam, because Kyle's not here yet. She's doing well. She doesn't want to say anything. She never talks anyway. But we love you. We appreciate you filling in right now, Sam. And, of course, our new IT director that nobody knows about, Nate Robertson, in the house. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Please. It's our pleasure. And you've been fantastic. Thanks for putting up with me for the first 3 months to get to the fourth
month. Just a couple of here and there yells at. I'm good.
Now you know the full extent of the madness. You know what you're dealing with.
And if you don't want him to yell at you again, you got to get closer to the mic.
Yep.
I'm a newbie.
Closer. You got to get closer.
And of course, jumping in and playing the game with everybody else, Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well today. Good to see everybody. I'm excited.
You know what today is, right?
One day before.
It is. Well, it's called. It is the Fryer Place Eve.
It's the Fryer Place Eve. Yes, it is. Let's fan the flame in the fireplace. And shout out for the fireplace. Yeah, we're excited. 12 o'clock tomorrow.
And by the way, Madam Secretary Attorney General of Diaz Nation has arrived in Lonnie Zimmerman.
They're all over. The nation assembles. Celebrating our nation's history as well as Diaz Nation on the first week of July.
All right, back to stuff that's actually important. Irving,
yes, sir.
Please, let's take the opportunity coming in from every break to talk about what you have going on. It's your debut tomorrow for your show. Yeah, talk to everybody about it. Tell them what they could expect.
Well, they can expect an exciting show tomorrow. I got some overlays and some interesting animation, and my intro is pretty hot. I'm liking it. I wish I could show it to you right now, but I'm excited about it. I spent all day today in my studio putting things together and preparing. I'm very nervous, but at the same time, I'm very excited. We have a great guest tomorrow. His name is Ricky Simmons. How do they listen? Okay. You could have just said that. You could have just asked.
You yell at me for interrupting.
No.
Irving, I want to check out your show. How do we listen to your show?
Well, it's on YouTube, The Fryer Place. The link, because it's a new YouTube page, so you can't just go to YouTube, type in The Fryer Place, and go to The Fryer Place. So we have to actually send out a live link. That live link is on the Green Legion. It's all been right. posted on the Green Legion. So you can go there and copy that link or tap that link and go right to the fireplace.
We've been posting it. It's out there. I'll post it again tomorrow morning.
I got to post mine tomorrow. What time is the show?
The show is at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Damn it. That means during a break, I'll put that thing up.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time. 12 to 1. We're just going to try to be an hour, no more, no less. And we have the theme for these next couple of weeks is from the NFL to the prison cell, then and now. And one of my guests tomorrow is Ricky Simmons. He's a guy that I played ball with in college. He was a receiver in the USFL, and he's got quite a story, and that story includes prison bars. Yeah, it includes bars, behind bars.
Understood.
Not in the bars, but behind bars.
Oh, I've been in those prison bars.
But he probably went in. Some of us went in the bars to get to the prison bars, but it's going to be a great show. He's doing some great things in his life right now.
Now, keep in mind, we are recording on Thursday night. So when we get done our show on Saturday from 1 to 3, make sure you guys go over to the YouTube channel because that will be uploaded at the Friar Place.
Yes.
So make sure you guys check it out. So once we're off the air at 3 o'clock, make sure you go to YouTube channel, The Friar Place, and check him out.
And subscribe.
Subscribe for sure,
subscribe,
baby.
Subscribe, please. Subscribe.
We'll have those 100. You don't have 100 subscriptions yet?
Not yet. Getting close.
All right.
I mean, well, that's not on the show yet. You'll have it in a week or two. Yeah, for sure.
We'll get. I'll get it out of my own friends.
Tomorrow. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna beat it out of them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. With that crutch over there.
One of them. There's another one in case I fall over. Just so everybody knows, I did throw my back out this morning, and it's worse than my back throw out back in October, and. I do have a few pharmaceuticals in me right now, and I am drinking. So if this thing goes to hell in a handbasket by hour number two, Diaz is taking over, and I'll just listen and slobber.
Why would this be any other Thursday? I mean, that's par for the course.
Well, if it's not, I will see you next Thursday, Diaz.
No, I'm talking about the pharmaceuticals and the beer. Not getting fired. Don't get fired.
Slash, you are not taking that out. Absolutely not. Excellent, you guys. So, Irving, it's a pleasure to have you in. We're going to talk about this just a little bit coming in on every break.
Thank you.
And couldn't be any happier to have you in the show 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah. It's good to be here. I was on my way in today. I didn't think I was going to make it. All the rain and all the water, some of the roads were flooded, so I was really getting a little bit nervous.
Yeah, it's good to be just here. Bring good a couple water wings, you know, float in if you have to. Good. All right, everybody, let me get through the business end of things here real fast. I will not say this week that it's week 23 of the I'd Pipe Sean McVay's Fiance Watch List.
But you just did.
Okay. Actually, everybody, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, download to Green Legion Radio on iTunes or Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. Or you can find us on TuneIn Radio by searching for Green Legion Radio. Or you can go to the iHeartRadio app and
download the app and look for Fox Sports The Gambler, then search for the Green Legion, and then it will actually
subscribe.
Subscribe, and it will actually alert you when our show is downloaded and on.
There we go. And same for Baseball Brunch as well.
Yes, sir.
Go to Fox Sports The Gambler, search for that, find us underneath, and subscribe, everybody. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. You know it, Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, Stateside Bourbon, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, The Neck Sip, TheNeckSip.com. It is a portable bag you'll wear around your neck. You don't have to hold your drink anymore. Text-free, hands-free drinking. It's perfect. Check them out. Great for kids' birthday parties as well. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, and Cavanaugh's University City. All the beautiful ladies working their way through med school and law school down at Delilah's. Bum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. And City Fitness, Philadelphia, all locations, East Market, Logan Square, Graduate Hospital, Northern Liberties, and Fishtown. And, of course, if you are on the other side of the bridge, I knew I could get that out, check out our friends at Echelon Health and Fitness, Bucks County Baseball Company. The website is bigger than the store, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. The King of Prussia Diner, Cherry Hill Triplex, Twin Spires coming. And, of course, everybody, like we talked about last week, Crab du jour / The Fin is now the official Green Legion Radio home of the Players Show. Woo! Starting September 9th.
Yes.
Sweet.
And our awesome good friend sauce. Jeff Schroth from Crab du jour will be in studio with us next Thursday. to talk about what they're doing over at the restaurant. It's over by Goose Island, over at the
Fillmore.
Fillmore, thank you.
It's starting.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Can we get through the first segment?
I thought you said I'm okay, Spider. I got it. But we will talk about that at great length next week. In addition to having Spuds and a current player on every show, there might even be a lot of free dinners given away during every show. There's a lot to talk about.
Tender
here.
Meals.
Oh, yeah.
Tender meals?
Tender and delicious.
Excellent. Hollis.
Yes, sir.
What happened this week in sports history and what happened this week in Hollis history?
Well, today is July the 3rd, 2021. It's the 184th day of the year. There's 181 of these puppies remaining. We're going to start off with events. July the 1st, 1974, the NFL, they had a strike for 41 days challenging the Pete Rozelle rule. And it did not take it off until 1977, when the new CBA was ratified. We go to 1997 when the Nevada State Athletic Commission suspended then Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Yes, for having taste his choice on Evander Holyfield's ear, withholding his $20 million purse. And in 1998, the NBA lockout for 204 days, missing 50 games, which was a shortened season won by who?
The Spurs.
Yes.
Malik. You know, I think Malik Rose got his first title there. It was, what, 99? Yeah. Against the Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks were 25 and 25 and were the 8th seed that year.
Now, he would qualify for athlete row.
Listen, it would move from Green Legion athlete row to Drexel athletes row. We still got to get Irving over here. I don't want to waste sacks on this end.
This is awkward. So I had a couple of quick birthdays. July the 1st.
He just wants to be close to you, Irving.
July the 1st, Irving Fry, let me know about Carl Lewis. 1956 on today is Montel Williams. In 1962, Tom Cruise.
Wow, he is a nut job. But yes, I love his movies.
Yes, I love his movies.
War of Worlds is the worst movie I've ever seen in the movie theaters.
But I love Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher's awesome. Yes,
I love Jack Reacher.
You are not lying about Jack Reacher.
But you're never going to get me to believe that Onion Head is the last samurai. I'm just saying.
Onion Head, that's a new one in the tankology.
That was a good movie.
Wait a second.
Really?
I like that movie. Yes, I thought that was pretty good.
It's kind of like the Dragon movie with Matt Damon. Really? But all of a sudden he's a samurai. Helping people knock these vicious dragons off the wall of China. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's how he was raised.
No, I'm talking about Matt Damon, but he's not the last samurai.
Can we get a Tank Irving like Siskel and Ebert movie?
However, Fast and Furious 9 is apparently qualified because
I don't know.
Ludacris and Tyrese both go to space.
Wow.
That's believable.
They get more and more ridiculous every single one that they come out with.
Well, hey, it'll be Fast and Furious 14, our first landing on Mars, baby.
Well, the funniest part is that Tyrese had a problem with The Rock, but he never confronted The Rock. I wonder why.
That's because The Rock is more like a mountain right now.
What'd you say?
I didn't say nothing.
All right, thank you.
Well, yeah, I was cutting this short because I wanted to hear one of my buddies over here, Chris Sack, handle some business.
Yeah, well, before I handle some business in the terms of the Phillies, I want to reach out and have a special thanks for another sponsor for Bud Light Baseball Brunch on Sundays. It's a good friend of mine, Dave Bavuso. You deserve to get good service and great rates at State Farm. We get it, and we're here to help, because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service, and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Now that I am done with the pleasant.
No, we're not done yet.
Yeah, we're not done. We're not done.
Absolutely not. Hey, Dave, I want the Parker promo, man. I want some. I want a side of ranch that big. I want some damn pizzas over here. All right. No, we're not messing. I'm not kidding. What were the cuckoo clusters?
Yeah, something like that. cuckoo clusters.
Damn it, Dave from State Farm. That's what we want.
Big pork chops.
That was a great. Dave should type out your tweets too. Yeah, they would come across a lot better.
Yeah, like your apologies that you have all the time for the Sixers and Scott O'Neill. But nonetheless, we'll get to that.
Hold on a second. thank you for not apologizing for the Phillies, but we'll talk about your Flyers later on.
Yeah, let's do it because we're a few weeks late on that one. But Dave will be at the next Bud Light Baseball Brunch tailgate, July 18th. Make sure you guys get your tickets for the tailgate down there at Xfinity Live 1100.
He's earning his keep. What the hell are you doing, Diaz?
GreenLegion.com. Go there and buy your tickets now, and then you can come down. Dave's going to have some promotional State Farm items at the tailgate, so make sure you guys join us in a few weeks. But like I said, I'm done with pleasantries right now. I'm fed up. I've had it. I'm done.
Keenan Harmon, damn, Zach, you're big time.
Nah, thanks, Keenan. Now, listen.
Do you notice on Facebook, whenever he refers to Baseball Brunch, he calls it my show?
It is a show, isn't it?
It is my show. Don't you want me to take ownership of my show? Because damn well, nobody on this team will take ownership of this team.
I don't know. I mean, there's three other people that make it happen.
Well, yeah.
And one other person that pays for it.
Well, of course. But, you know, it's my show collectively.
Hold on a second. I never say Green Legion Radio is my show.
That's because it isn't, sir. That's because it is not your show.
Oh, man, here we go.
Don't look at me.
Green Legion Radio is the property of DS Nation.
Oh, good God.
They're not even here for you. They're here for you to shit.
Hey, how do you feel about taking over social media duties for
the No. I mean,
how much are we talking?
All right. So anyway, I'm getting sick and tired of this team. I'm beyond over it right now. My this last week has been exhausting. Has been nothing but short of a disaster. That national series last week, blowing two games at home. I mean, a 3-2 deficit. They blow it in the ninth. They have an opportunity to win that game, and then the very next day, 5-0, 5-5, 9-5. Down 11-9, up 12-11, lose the game 13-12, which started a span of seven.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you. That's what it looks like right now.
Which started a span of seven.
Thank you.
Saves.
Thank you, Irving, because Diaz would just make fun of the fact that it was a Sanford Sun reference and I'm old. No, but I appreciate
right.
you getting
that. No, I'm right there with you.
Now Sack is going through a year. These are the emotions that I was going through because I was literally sitting there watching with him, and I on Twitter it was girls talking like right. dudes on Twitter.
And there was it one girl or six?
It was about six girls talking about
the Phillies. I'm not surprised.
Well, they talking about the Phillies and talking about how crappy they are, and they was like, and one girl pulled up. She's like, oh my God, they're going to the bullpen.
Yeah, the bullpen is not very good.
That's putting it lightly.
So Slash is a little late because of the weather here, and thankfully Sam is producing, and she just came over and did a 2-minute pirouette for us. So thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Everybody. 2 minutes. And we're gonna talk more about this, but isn't it became monumentally frustrating after about the third day in a row when they had a lead and you didn't feel comfortable in any way, shape, or form.
When do you feel comfortable?
Yesterday's game, I'm like, all right, they're up 5-2.
All right, Nola's mowing him down. He's pitching great.
He's 11,
great.
11, strike, yeah. 11 strikeouts, yep. 8 in the first 3 innings, and I'm going, okay, there's just no way. And they lose 11-6 or whatever it was. And I'm just going, what in the ever-loving...
It's mind-boggling, Quimby. It's mind-boggling.
Crazy.
Like the game.
And then he bring it, and when Nola loses his edge, you bring in Neris.
No, he brought in Neftali Feliz.
Oh God.
Well, wait, hold on. Where was Hector Neris in?
Neris was in the following inning, I believe, right after the rain delay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But he didn't have five pitchers in his bullpen ready to go. He had between 10 guys that he had in the bullpen, only 5 of them were available to pitch yesterday. I don't know if this is something that Girardi and the coaching staff is doing. I don't know if this is the analytics department that's doing it. I have no idea what's going on with this team, but the fact that these guys can't pitch back-to-back days just boggles my mind. It's unbelievable.
And just real fast, Brian Walden, who's in studio with us, I just want to put Sack on the shoulder and say baseball sucks.
I mean, he has the ability to do it right now. I'm making sure that he's getting some TV time.
He just wants to pat him on the back.
Everybody, we're going to talk more about the Philly situation, and we're going to talk a little Sixers and a little Olympics, little NBA. When we get back on the next break, Bud Light, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports Radio, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, back. Right after this. Radio. That's perfect, Jack, all the time. Your timing is good, sir. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all of your residential contracting needs. Call them for an estimate. Do it. 484-202-3656. 484-202-3656. And
10% off your order when you mention the Green Legion.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. You guys, we are back with Irving Fryer, Hollis Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Nate, Jamie Hollenbach, Bryant Walden, Super Sam, and Slash finally got here after the cobbler. As we promised, a little bit more info each time coming in for break about the Fryer place.
Listen,
talk to us.
We're doing it every Friday on YouTube. You'll be able to find it eventually on the Fryer place if you search in the search column.
And you will always be able to get it at greenlegionradio.com. Yes, if you don't remember the link, you know, we doesn't matter to us. Just get to Irving's
just
video.
This past week, I locked in Ron Jaworski. I locked in Sterling Sharp. I locked in Andre Reed.
I was going to just ask you, Irving. This week will be Ricky Simmons from the NFL to the prison cell.
Yes.
But you got a great list of guests coming up.
The Marx Brothers. Yes.
Marx Brothers. Tony Collins, my daughter.
Your daughter.
Adrian. I also locked in a woman by the name of Tanya Tinsley. She's a doctor.
My God, I thought you were about to go, I, Tanya.
No. She, health and wellness mixed with the faith. Okay. She puts it all together. And these are some real trying times for people psychologically, emotionally.
Have you met Sam?
Awkward.
So she's one of the leading people in the country when it comes to counseling and the health and wellness and partnering that with the faith and the belief.
That'll be a great show.
God. So it'll be a great show. We're just trying to expand our audience. With my daughter, you know, we're going to bring in millennials and women.
Women are great. Millennials suck.
Do you really want to bring them in?
We want them to watch. We want them to subscribe. We want them to be interested in what we're talking about. So that's why we're doing that.
And there's a difference with being around for a while.
To expand our horizons.
You get it, man. Get as many as you can.
Expand our horizons.
Right now, we've been thinning the herd. Gen Z and millennials can go to hell.
And Diaz Nation.
And Diaz Nation.
What's wrong with millennials? What's wrong with millennials?
It's a dirty word around here. I don't have a problem.
What's wrong with millennials?
And Penn State fans, millennials.
Just about everything.
No,
you're saying that now. Just wait. Just give him some time.
My children are millennials.
Yeah, right.
Well, there you go. Thanks. You're part of the problem, Doc.
How many times have you said, boy, what are you doing? Girl, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Said that the other day.
Exactly.
And you're going to hear more about that on the Fryer Place tomorrow at noon. Everybody, I'm going to get out to my personal social media accounts every way that you can subscribe to his YouTube channel and listen to him tomorrow. That'll be done before the show is an hour over. But let's go back to Phillies. We got a lot to get through in a short 15-minute segment. Before that, Hollis has to say something.
No, I was kicking it to him because I was going to ask him a few questions about what's been going wrong with the Phillies to amp him up a little bit. Would you mind if I did that, sir?
I didn't know.
We were discussing this already.
Why don't you let Hollis talk?
I'm going to poke the bear a little bit.
Poke the bear.
I'm going to poke the bear.
Please do.
So.
Poke the bear.
So, for us novice who've been watching the game, I've been noticing the...
You're not a novice when it comes to baseball. I don't even want to hear that.
The lack of fundamentals, the lack of fundamentals both defensively and offensively in running the bases. I want to bring up one particular moment. It should stick in your craw. Well, it was a routine fly ball. Nobody called for it, and three people ran at it, and it dropped and caused a single, which caused us to lose. I think it was 12-2 at the
end. Yeah, how does that happen?
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, no, actually, that was in the Wednesday night.
How does that happen?
Listen, man, here's the thing, and I know Hollis and I were talking about this during break. There's not anything that this team does particularly well. I know the starting pitchers have been pretty decent, and the bullpen has been the one that's been blowing most of the games. But like, there's nothing that this team does that excites you. Like, when you used to go to the ballpark, the team could hit the cover off the ball. And that was what was special about watching the baseball, the Phillies, and going to the baseball park, because you knew that they'd win a game 11-10. Okay. But the starting, yes, Quimby.
And it's important to know that our boy Alex Bohm hasn't hit a home run since May 6th.
Yeah.
And what was he doing May the 6th? May the 6th, after that, what was he doing that next day? What is he wearing?
I don't know. Cinco de Mayo? No, he was hungover?
No, no. Wasn't he wearing some other team's jersey while our Sixers were in the playoffs? It was somebody
else. You're talking about Luke Williams.
Luke Williams
was wearing the Brooklyn Nets shirt. But that was rookie hazing. That's what I chalk it up to.
I hope so.
He's a Southern California kid.
There's Sack apologizing for the Phillies.
There's no way. There's no way. But I look at it like this with this team. There's nothing that excites you. Like, you're not going to the ballpark to watch them tear the cover off the ball. You're not sitting there like, they're a terrible defensive team. Like, two of the worst defensive players in the history of the franchise are playing on the field right now, but you can't take them out of the lineup because they don't hit, because like, if you take them out of the lineup, they're not going to hit as much, and they can't hit as it is. So like, Alec Bohm and Rhys Hoskins are abysmal at their positions. And what are you going to do? I mean, like, to me, guys, I don't want to take too long to get to this point. I am over it. I'm over it. You have the fifth highest payroll in all of baseball. You are now, what, 4 or 5 games below 500. You're still 5 games behind the Mets in the division. And yeah,
you're only 3.5 up from the bottom.
Yeah, but like, you have no shot at the wild card. No team in this division has a shot at the wild card. So like, unless you get hot and you can win the division, there's no point in selling what you don't have by the trade deadline. This team is bad. It's just a bad baseball team. They don't do anything well. Base running, fielding, hitting, pitching. They do nothing well at all.
We went over this a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to ask the question again. While this team continues to attempt to get better as a team, why do we seemingly have these same defects and faults in our players?
Square peg, round hole. Square peg, round hole.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, these guys are professionals.
Yeah, they're
professionals. They don't know how to run the bases. They don't know how to field grounders?
No, they don't. Square peg, round hole. And like, everybody in the city, I last week I went off about Girardi bringing in David Hale in that one situation. I'm still ticked off about it. I'm still mad about it because really, in reality, I think we lost that game. But then like, I gotta sit there. Like, in Cincinnati, he pulls the starting pitcher. And then, it wasn't Cincinnati. It was the other night.
Yeah.
And he pulls the starting pitcher from the game. It was Vince Velasquez on Tuesday night.
Yes.
Tuesday night. Okay. He pulls him after 7 innings. Why did he pitch the 8th? Why are we putting the bullpen out there? We almost blew that game. But then the next night, we pull Aaron Nola in the 5th inning and people are like, oh, well, why are we bringing in Neftali Feliz in a high leverage situation? It's the 5th friggin' inning. It's the 5th inning. It's not a high leverage situation. It's the 5th inning. Like, I can't believe it at that point that people are like, hi,
and everybody, just so you know, we did install the defibrillator.
I was told that Joe Girardi would fix this mess. It was all about the coaching. Kapler is just terrible.
How
and
can
Girardi
you
would fix it
when you don't have the personnel? You don't have the personnel.
So it's not the coaching and managing, it's the personnel.
I just all right. So are we saying then that all these moves, JT, Bryce Harper, the big money spends,
Zach Wheeler,
are wrong and not working?
No. Listen, Wheeler's working. Harper is kind of working. Real Muto is not as good this year. In my eyes, right now, you have the fifth highest payroll in baseball, okay? And you are a middling team. Everything you do is below average. It's middle of the league or below average. To me, Quimby, it starts with the lack of the minor league system. They have nothing down there. So if you can get something of value, somebody's going to be pining for Zach Wheeler over the next month. And as much as I hate to get rid of probably the only valuable piece on the team that, you know, you want to go to the ballpark and actually watch play. If you can get something for him, you can get another organization's top prospect for him. Why won't you make that deal? James Shields, the Chicago White Sox traded away for James Shields with the San Diego Padres. Guess who they got for him in return? 5 years ago, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Right.
Like, you mean to tell me that you're not going to take that risk to get a cheap talent like that? I mean, I would. Aaron Nola, someone calls about Aaron Nola. What do you got? Rhys Hoskins, what do you got? You want to try and dump Bryce Harper's contract to Real Muto? Not a problem. Let's see what we can get in return. Because if it's something of value and you can restock this farm system, you can be back in this thing in the next 2 or 3 years.
Do you honestly think at this point that the farm system is going to be any different than what it's been?
It can't be any worse than the dumpster fire that Matt Klentak and Andy McPhell left. It can't be any worse. There's nothing.
It was.
It's Bryce and Stott.
No. It was. And I'll say this right now. Ruben Amaro left just as much of a dumpster fire. All right. Before everybody else, it's been a 10-year
Okay.
Go, Diaz. I'm going to die right here. I'm going to die. Did you hear what Sack just said? 2 or 3 years, trade them for young prospects, and maybe they can contend again in 3 years. I thought that that was after 10 years of not competing. Isn't that exactly what we were doing in 2013 with the stupid process? Yes, the process did not work. It's not working right now. They're not winning championships.
He wanted to defend.
No. But this is the whole point. This Phillies, the last decade has been pointless. I would love for them to give up this year and wait 3 or 4 years and really contend and try and contend. Because this middling stuff, this is worthless time watching these games.
I agree with him.
It's worthless. It's so, and it's frustrating. I hear you. I'm frustrated because it's like you turn on the game. All right. If I don't, you turn it on. You know when you should watch the games? Between the fifth and the seventh innings. Because that's when it all happens. Although
that's where it falls apart.
That's right. That's where the whole game happens.
That's not what I want to watch the game. I want to turn it off in the fifth when you're actually winning the game.
That's true. Then you go to bed happy every night. Everybody, our guest, Brian Walden, what do you got?
Shut up, Diaz.
Wow. Listen.
And that's it.
I know we have other things to talk about.
Perfect timing.
Yes, it was.
Perfect timing. I know we have other things to talk about, and I don't want to take up any more time on this crappy baseball team that we have. But I'm telling you, Diaz, I understand your point, man. I don't want to go back to watching a team that doesn't have any talent on it. But you already know that the owner is not going to go over the luxury tax unless they need a final piece for a championship contender. They don't have that,
and they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
They just don't.
It's bad business to go over the luxury tax with this. And they're not the signings that they made. Those are those great signings you put around a core of young or a team that you actually believe in, but. It's almost like the signings are our only guys. We don't have any natural talent.
I think what the Phillies thought that they were doing.
Homegrown talent.
When they brought in Bryce Harper and they brought in Real Muto and McCutcheon and Zach Wheeler, I think that they thought that Rhys Hoskins and Aaron Nola were greater than they actually became. Yeah. Because Aaron Nola, the wheels have fallen off over the last couple of years, and Rhys Hoskins, I mean, come on, let's not forget to write about the good things. No, dude. We're not writing about the good things when you suck and this team sucks and it's not going anywhere, anytime soon. They need to change the mindset. They need to change the culture in this locker room, in this clubhouse, because guys like Rhys Hoskins can no longer be on this team when you're trying to sell me a bill of goods. And that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Let me ask you one more question here.
I have a question when you finish your
question. Obviously, you guys don't understand the concept of 2 more minutes on this, 7 minutes.
Well, ago. You made a comment right here about Rhys Hoskins and
Irving. No, you keep you. Irving, chime in.
I'll ask my question.
You haven't talked at all.
I was letting him go, but Diaz keeps talking.
I just have a question. I'll answer Diaz's question.
Ask the damn question.
Thank you.
Wow, is that like
ask the question, man.
So Rhys Hoskins.
Shut up, Diaz.
Oh, we got Irving in on it too. Rhys Hoskins, Aaron Nola. This happened somewhat in the recent past with Mikel Franco. We have these guys that are like the next generation, and we could complain a lot about development in the minors. Awful. It's empty. Awful. But is there also something like once they get up here, they screwed up Kingery? You know, Franco was he had a good like you know his first year Couple or first years. Half year. Like so, is it something also once they get up here? Once they get up here, there's still development to be had. It's not all just in double A and single A.
You never stop developing. In baseball, you fail 7 out of 10 times. And that's a Hall of Fame player.
Our
right?
team is 8 out of 10.
I'm also going to say, all right, half the reason why some of these free agents coming in here don't work is because they haven't been brought up in a Philadelphia farm system. They've been paid to come in. And I'll be honest with you, you have to learn how to play ball in Philadelphia to exceed.
I wish that wasn't the place. I'm really getting sick of that. It's true. Well, it's true.
What's
I agree.
The difference with it's Philadelphia not,
let's
ball?
See, hold on.
Well, the difference.
I mean,
difference,
baseball. You need to know how to play baseball. Baseball is baseball, is it not? Philadelphia baseball? What's the difference?
What you have to do?
Philadelphia fans.
No. Media. What you have to do in Philadelphia is you have to be good, like they say you are. And when you produce, you don't have to worry about this.
Right.
That's why you didn't have to worry about this.
Right.
That's why a lot of people don't have certain guys. When you listen to outside entities, that means you suck. Point blank.
You need
come ice. On. There you go. There's one.
You need ice in your veins. Anything else?
No, Irvin, you got a quick question?
Well, no, mine's going to take, it's going to be a discussion with my question. So we need to.
Is this Phillies?
Well, it's just sports in general and the fans.
Excellent. It might be a what if, which we're going to get to.
Well, it's not a what if. I'm trying to gain.
Keep it up, Irvin.
I'm trying to gain an understanding from a professional athlete's perspective. With regards to the fans.
That's right.
You know, the fans are emotionally tied in. They're psychological. They're real excited about it. Obviously, they care about it. And I just want to know where that comes from, because we don't understand that necessarily as the athlete.
And we're going to talk about that more when we come back from break here on Bud Light, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. Did I do that right?
No.
Bud Light, Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia.
The Gambler.
All of you, shut the hell up. Thank you. Brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. Back with more Irving Fryer, Hollis Thomas, Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Brian Walton, Jamie Hollenbach, Nate Slash, and Sam Brady right after this. Cabinetry. Call them for your residential contracting estimates. Everything. Everything from interiors, exteriors, renovations, additions, subtractions. Soon to be the Flodo. The floor door. And our good friend Greg Knott, paying attention to us while he is at Secrets in Jamaica right now. I hope you're having a good time, brother. And I hope you turned off your phone for a little while. Everybody, we are back on Green Legion Radio with Irving Fryer, whose first podcast, The Fryer Place, will air tomorrow live at 12 noon. Best way to say it, people just cannot figure out 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. 12 noon. Just 12, say 12,
12 noon. Yeah,
12 noon. Every time.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
We have to put the Eastern
Everything's Standard Eastern Standard. Time. Everything else is a screw up.
Well, you have to put that in there because, you know, it's virtual. It goes across the world. So you have to make sure they know we're on East Coast time.
I hear you. So, real fast, again, noon tomorrow.
Yes.
Subscribe by going to YouTube on the Green Legion channel or on greenlegionradio.com that Nate's going to take care of.
Yes.
We'll make sure we get that 100 subscriptions. I'll take care of that.
Well, tomorrow. We want 10,000.
I get that. You're not going to get 10,000 subscriptions anytime soon, but you get 10,000 followers on social media pretty quick.
I'm not accepting that.
Okay.
My expectations are higher than that. I walk on high ground.
I understand that.
Yes,
he was the first overall pick.
So. I understand that.
He rises. Fryer Place, get it right.
This is all inspirational stuff here.
Sales guy slash.
You guys are actually sneaking a preach. You're preaching.
you know, Irving.
Some preaching.
The
in there.
Secret to getting to 10,000 subscribers is making sure your intros and outros are the Hooters.
Yes.
Yeah. More Hooters.
I don't know if I can do that.
I didn't do it last week.
I don't know if I can do that.
Man, I couldn't. I think Quimby's back is now solved because he snapped his neck pretty good.
Coming from the guy that plays Jet Hooters every week.
Yeah, Jet.
All right, everybody, we got a lot still to get to. We're going to have an entire hour of What If. We got a big question top of the hour from Irving Fryer.
Yes.
We're going to try to get to some NBA. Damian Lillard as a possible trade commodity. Ooh, here.
Big. That's big. Here in Philly? He's coming to Philly?
No. It's what everybody on that other idiot station is talking about right now.
It's a pipe dream.
He needs
who's smoking what?
He needs a demand to come to Philly.
Yes, that's right.
That's the way it's going to happen.
Why would he come to Philly?
So we can get rid of Brick Simmons.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
I mean, we'll get into it when we get into
it. We're going to have to, because right now we do have to talk about one element of Green Legion's actual fiber of its foundation, what we do. Green Legion trips. I know we talk very seldom about it here, and we probably should talk about it more, but I never wanted the actual show to be a commercial for our trips. I wanted it to be a commercial for our fans. That's what I wanted it to be. But as of today at 2 p.m., we released our tailgate for Caesar's Palace, which Hollis Tank Thomas will be in attendance.
Damn Skippy.
Lito Shepherd will be in attendance.
Speedo Lito!
Irving Fryer will be in attendance.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Look at that singing.
And the microphone. No, you're not going to be in attendance. And you can't ask a question right now.
That's not the name of the tailgate. Can you correct the name, please?
Oh, my God. It's new. Garden of the Gods.
It's the Garden, the Caesar's Palace, Garden of the Gods,
Green Legion tailgate.
Wow.
If you have not seen Caesar's Pool, it could quite possibly be one of the sweetest places on earth.
Never seen it.
Estate. He's been fishing through photos all day.
I've never been to Vegas before, so this is my this is my first time in Vegas.
Yeah. Popping the cherry.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say that.
As
I got you, Urban.
Thank you.
As everyone knows, the trip has been a little bit more expensive than what we are usually accustomed to. But in 2019, Miami was a little bit more expensive than we wanted to as well. And awesome. I think that was 119 we charged. So we're 149 for this tailgate. It's 3 hours long. It's going to start at 8:30 a.m. It's going to go till 11:30 a.m. I didn't want to take it till 12. The game is 105. Getting everybody down there into that absolute cluster beep that will be Allegiant Stadium with no accessibility on three sides of the stadium. There's basically one entrance to this place, and it's an 80,000 capacity stadium.
The Death Star.
Yeah. So we want to get you guys down there as soon as possible. Checked in, get into the stadium, make sure you don't miss a play. At the same time, knowing that this is a little bit more of an expensive tailgate than you're accustomed to paying with the Green Legion, Caesars absolutely stepped up with a menu that we have never, never offered. And when you see, because this is a brunch tailgate, and you see scrambled eggs on there, you know, staple first delicious ingredient. It's not those,
everything's delicious.
It's not those damn powdered eggs that you're going to see anywhere else. They're going to be light. They're going to be fluffy. They're going to be fantastic. It's almost. Yeah,
what is that hand gesture?
Will they have ketchup?
Yeah, I can't wait. There's something I want to say here, but I don't want him to shut me down. So
please stop that.
Here we go.
All right.
I want to go through the menu with everybody real fast because this is huge for us. And in addition, every tailgate purchase includes a ride down to the stadium. Whether you are traveling with us or not,
all tailgaters
will get a ride down to the stadium. Nobody's getting a ride back because it's going to be a mess. I'm going to show you guys what to do. You're going to go over a bridge, go under an overpass, go over to Mandalay Bay, and hit the taxi line, and you'll be back.
Over the river and through the woods.
And a lot cheaper. But we're going to get everybody down there as fast as we possibly can and as close as we possibly can, regardless of whether or not you're traveling with us. But the menu, scrambled eggs, Caesar's scrambled eggs, cherry wood smoked bacon, traditional breakfast sausage, chef's breakfast potato of the day, buffalo plain and hot and spicy wings with obviously your blue cheese, your ranch, carrots, celery, pulled pork with sweet pineapple barbecue sauce, Hawaiian sweet rolls, marinated tomato and mozzarella salad with perlini mozzarella, basil pesto, and balsamic reduction.
Wow.
A unbelievable pasta salad with, I forget what is in it.
Deliciousness. and tenderness.
Tender and tasty.
And tenderness.
Classic Caesar salad with toasted ciabatta and crispy Parmesan.
A Caesar salad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fresh
dad humor over here. Good.
Fresh baked on property pastries, Danishes, croissants, and artisan breads. Seasonal fruits. Okay. This is not a normal menu. This is kind of menu we have at home, but we don't get on the road because it's usually too expensive.
A whole lot of pork in there.
You'll know where you find Tank down there.
Now,
laid out
let's
by
get
the
to the refreshment menu.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff.
Bud Light.
Yes.
Michelob Ultra.
Yes.
Assorted flavors of White Claw.
Assorted.
Stella Artois.
Artois.
So you.
We actually have an import beer at the tailgate.
So you're fancy. When I say Artois, do I hold this?
You hold the pinky up.
Artois is just bougie. That's not fancy. It's bougie. You're being bougie.
Good. Damn. Not well liquors. Call liquors.
Ooh, call.
Vodka, rum, gin, bourbon, scotch, whiskey, brandy, tequila.
This is in the morning?
Yes.
Damn, yeah, Skippy. Come on. This is what we do every week.
Jeez.
Well, not that. Not that menu.
House wines. Mimosas,
woo.
cranberry and fresh squeezed orange juice.
Yay for the orange juice.
Really?
Yay for the orange juice.
Assorted Pepsi drinks, bottled water, and ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Something we've never had. It includes all energy drinks.
Woo! Whoa. That'll wake you up. That's like going to bed at 5 a.m.
That's like an oxymoron,
right?
Now, I'm not an energy guy. But
I know, but we've never had
Yeah, that's awesome, though.
There's like, never had a lot of people at home. We never have it on the road. And also coffee, regular decaf, and assorted teas. Get your morning going. Got to run, get that system going before you get to the stadium. You know what I mean?
Bourbon for Diaz, that's fantastic.
It's gonna be this is our menu.
I can't wait, man.
Our menu for the Caesars tailgate.
The drinks is almost as long as the food.
It's crazy, it's right? It's longer. There's more drinks than food.
Not really.
Actually, he is.
I'm correct.
Correct.
Thank I mean, when Hollis is done with most of it, yes, you're correct.
Well, not really, because I would spend most of the time on the food. The liquor comes secondary.
Yes, I'm going to be with you,
Hollis. It'll be a tantalizing moment. Yes.
But no matter what you prefer, honestly, you like wine? Wine. You like, you're a vodka, you're a mixed drink person? Great. Beer, seltzer, we got it.
Anything you want.
We got it all.
Usually it's beer, Bloody Marys,
and a cash
mimosas.
Bar. Yeah,
cash bar for everything.
Well, we need to stop earlier because I need to take a nap before the game.
That's where you have a vodka Red Bull, baby.
No.
Let's go.
All of that eating, all of that drinking, I need to take a nap before the game.
And the good doctor over here is going to be marrying
our good friends, Keenan and Sue.
Who?
Yes.
Who are listening in right now.
Yes, they are. Keenan's on already.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Sue, if you're not wearing a wedding dress, Keenan, you're not. What are you yelling at, Sam? Pam, what'd I say, Sue?
Yeah, you said Sue.
I'm sorry. Again, part of my...
That's okay.
Yeah, a lot of naproxen in me.
Deepest
right?
apologies.
Okay. It's okay.
Keenan and Pam. Thank you, Sam. Oh, I was thinking Sam. Sue.
Pam.
Hold on.
Pam.
Okay. So do we have notes for the rest of the show here?
We do have notes for the rest of the show.
And we're going to recollect everything and gather my thoughts when we come back from break here on Bud Light, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential.
The gambler, man.
MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, Kiss My Ass Tank.
You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job.
I'm getting there, everybody. Yes. We'll be back at the top of the hour with Big Question from Irving Fryer joining us in studio. And then the rest of the show. What if, everybody? We'll be back right after this. All right, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia.
Yes.
All right, so coming back from break, like we said every time, the Fryer Place tomorrow, 12 noon, starting. It's a one-hour show with our good friend of the program now, Irving Fryer. Thank you for being again in show, in
being
studio,
again.
3 weeks
Thank
in a row.
You.
Thank you again for being in studio. I knew what I was saying there. Yes, get out. So it's Fryer. And I got to be honest with you, if I stumble anymore, my back doesn't hurt that much.
That's good. That's a good thing.
You guys can kiss my...
Ooh, don't do that.
Not to you.
Well, the one finger was going his way.
Irving, it's the second, right? It airs?
Yes.
That's tomorrow.
Okay, that's tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
But for our Saturday viewers, you're behind the eight ball.
Exactly.
Get on again.
It's okay. It'll be all
right. They'll watch next Friday.
It will post. And
he did. So keep...
It will post on YouTube.
We're talking to our live listeners right now.
On the Green Legion, and they'll still be able to go back and watch it again, and they'll still be able to subscribe. So
I love it.
Check us out. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. As long
just
as
watch it, whether or not you watch it live or anytime.
Exactly.
Fan the Flames. Exactly
right. Same thing.
Fan the Flames.
It doesn't make it. That's the good thing about YouTube. It posts and then watch it later. So I'm very excited. Again, I'm very nervous because this is the first time I've done
Be, baby.
Don't be nervous.
Well, I have to
fan the flames of Fryer.
I will fan the flames.
I think Hollis is trying to stoke the flames.
Stoke the flames, but it's going
to
be
what
good.
Was that from? I'm just trying to fan the flame passion for,
what was that from?
Groundhog Day.
Well, it's the Fryer Place now.
My bad.
Yeah, we're taking that. No Groundhog Day.
All right.
Fan the flames of Fryer Place. Give it a shout out. You guys have actually given me a shout out. I really do appreciate it, and it's good to be here. It really is good to be here with you guys.
Thank you. Well, we're partnering up. You know, we don't have any similar revenue sources, but I think we already feel like we're in this together. Your success is our success. Our success is your success.
And I'm gonna give it everything I got, and I'm gonna do the very best that I can.
And expect, even though he doesn't realize this just yet, expect Irving Fryer to be at some home tailgates for the Fox Sports Radio pregame show.
Boom Chakalaka.
The Gambler.
All I have to do is
I don't have to say The Gambler every time. Brace never says it.
He always says it.
I don't have to say The Gambler all the time because Brace always says it.
The Gambler. Yeah.
Fox Sports The Gambler, baby.
Sports Radio, The Gambler. Doesn't matter. Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia and our pregame show at 1100 Social on Xfinity Live's grounds.
Right on the corner, baby.
Right on the corner.
If you invite me, I will be there.
It's already done.
All right.
Yeah. You're invited.
You're going to have to brush up on your football.
You better brush up on your football. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll brush up on my Eagles.
All right.
How about that?
What I will do is I will volunteer myself to come watch some games at this place sometime. But,
make sure he's brushed up.
Make sure the snacks are good.
Yeah, make sure the fridge is stocked.
Make sure the snacks are good.
Yeah, don't let him stock your fridge, though.
Well, Hollis, I got to have you on the fryer place, too.
Yes, I will be on the fryer place. Yes.
All right, excellent. And we're going to talk about that when we come back in from every break. Hollis Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Nate, the Gobbler.
You're still a motorboat on me?
He extends it every time. I love it.
Irving's is the best. I'm sorry.
Jamie Hollenbach, Brian Walton, Super Sam Brady in looking at us like, oh, my God, I can't believe he said Super Sam Brady again. All right. 30 seconds on tailgates. Atlanta going to be released with details before Tuesday. Excellent, excellent menu at an Irish pub, an authentic Irish pub. So we're talking shepherd's pie.
Ooh. I love shepherd's pie.
Flat iron.
I'm sorry.
Oh man.
I'm sorry. I love shepherd's pie.
Good thing Quimby put that towel in front of you today.
Okay, what was her first name?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Shepherd.
I apologize.
It's okay. Flat iron steak.
The hell are you
salmon. And not only that, but we're going to have Hollis Thomas and Leto Shepherd on the Fox Sports The Gambler Green Legion Radio pregame show from Atlanta. And along with another former Eagles player, hopefully it's either going to be Carlos Emmons or Hugh Douglas. We don't know yet, but that's the route that we're going. Denver will be up with details soon. Detroit will be up with details soon. Charlotte's menu will be up tomorrow. That's at Ink and Ivy. It's a great place. That's where we were 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
2017.
Thursday night game. Yep. And D.C., you can't be on a tailgate unless you travel with us because our tailgate's going to be in the club level.
Awesome sauce.
Of the FedEx Field.
Of that dump.
There's a club level in that place?
Yep.
All right.
It's a dump level.
It's a January 2nd game. It's pretty cold. I wanted to make sure that we were inside club level, and the first 2 hours when we arrive, our tailgate will be inside the club level.
That is awesome. So we'll be doing Eagles chants inside FedEx Field.
No, we absolutely will not be doing that.
Very hungover from the Mummers.
That might be a sack birthday bash. I might have to do the
Jersey
trip.
Good. Jets I'll know next week. And what am I missing? Dallas, we already have. It's the Eddie Dean's tailgate.
Awesome sauce.
The best at Tank.
Delicious. And tender and delicious.
Honestly, the best barbecue tailgate that we have ever.
It's shepherd's pie.
It's the sweetest.
Don't get him worked up.
Who said sweetest shepherd's pie? Shepherd's pie?
We need to give Irving a safe word or something like that. What's the opposite of shepherd's pie?
Yeah. Euro trip was just on the other day.
He's not even close to the mic. You can hear that. He's breaking sound barriers.
I love shepherd's pie.
I get it, man. I really want to know what her first name is. Okay. Anyway.
Yes.
So, all that.
Good thing. Muzzle.
All that's coming.
I'm sorry.
Everybody. Irving had a question for all of us.
Yes.
We want to spend 3 minutes on this.
Well, that I'm just going to ask the question. How long you spend on it is going to be on you.
I want 3 minutes on this because we got a lot of what ifs to get to.
Because what I noticed with my question, as a player in the NFL, professional player, the fans are really engaged. They really are emotionally and psychologically attached to the sport, whether it be football, baseball, basketball, or hockey.
And soccer.
Or soccer. And they really, I mean, they're on these emotional highs and these emotional lows when it comes to how the team is doing. And as a professional or former professional player, we really don't identify with that. So what exactly is that?
I'll tell you this right now. And you've played for
17.
Huh? I know, 17 years, yeah. But four different teams.
Yes, four different teams.
Four different teams. Yes. At New England, teams. Philadelphia, yes. Miami, and Washington.
Yes.
I don't believe that fan bases identify with their sports teams in any other city like Philadelphia.
I agree with that.
And for that, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time, I want Palace and everybody else to join in on this. I think once a player arrives here and realizes that he is under constant scrutiny,
yes,
you're either going to poop or get off the pot.
Sink or swim.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
And some people thrive by that.
Okay.
Others do not. Others shrink.
But the ones who thrive by it, don't they have a life?
This is our life. No, the ones that thrive by it, honestly, it's such a coin flip.
Uh-huh.
It's such a coin flip because you can have a massive talent in Indianapolis where everybody is the sweetest human being on the planet. And, you had a bad game. Okay. Yeah. Right. Come to Philadelphia. You have a bad game. Yo.
What the hell are you doing outside?
You're getting a $3 million check for this game? Gotcha. What the F just happened?
Now, see,
fix it.
But now, see, what I will tell you is I didn't really understand. I understood to a certain extent while I was playing here. But then I didn't totally understand it until I did this, start doing the tailgates with you guys.
But no. But you knew. You knew from Jump Street because you came in here. You were a homegrown product.
Right.
And you got on the field and you kicked ass immediately.
So, yeah.
You not only endeared yourself to the fan base in your first game, but you did it for 10 years. Nobody ever said, whoa. What's going on with Hollis Thomas? Did anybody ever hear that once?
Well, yes, but just in an intonation like, yo, what's going on with Hollis Thomas? This dude wasn't drafted. How did we not draft him? Exactly. I'm mad at the team that he wasn't our fifth round pick or fourth round pick or third round pick. But, you don't have a 14-year career with
undrafted. But as a young kid coming in, you don't realize that until, like, I've been here for a little bit. And then you go out a little bit. As I was going out amongst the people, even when we were losing, people still are kind of appreciating me because I don't give a damn what the score is. I am not going to let you continue to put points up on me.
Right.
And I'm going to be out there fighting to the very end. And I feel like when the people see you fighting to the end, no matter what happens, mm-hmm. they garner a respect for you. But when they see you being a piece of crap,
mm-hmm.
now look, spitting in the Lord's face from the talent in which you're giving.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, exactly. Spitting in his face.
Brian. Get it. Point blank.
Spitting in the Lord's face, mm-hmm. from the talent which you're giving and not giving your all.
Right.
Even when it looks bleak, the people still appreciate you going out there and giving your hug.
Yeah, I don't. If you make a mistake, look, we all make mistakes.
Exactly.
All right. But if you go out there with effort and the part that, and please, I think Diaz was up next.
Yeah.
And then Zach.
Go ahead. It was
good. When a town, a city, endears itself to its sports teams the way this city does.
Right.
We're knowledgeable. We know. We can see the lack of work ethic. We can see when somebody gives up on the field. I don't care if you get beat up by a better player or even if you just get beat. But if you're showing the effort, that's all I'm looking for. And we have seen so many times where people have just
It's just one quick thing that I want to say. The fact that I was told that it was a 50,000 person waiting list to get seats of ticket holders, for seats of ticket holders. People inherit tickets here.
Uh-huh.
And, right, so, and right. for people who don't have, I grew up poor. Mm-hmm. Point blank. I grew up poor. So, thank you. So
we get two more.
Okay. Well, when you look at people are spending their money to come and see you play.
And it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to see you play. And they're out there, every weekend and week out. Even when we were 3-13, and we were one of the only teams still selling out.
And Lonnie Zimmerman says it right. Blue collar fans save their money every year, give up something else, work overtime, just to be able to buy a ticket to see their team.
Okay.
The players need to understand that. I love that statement, you know what? Lonnie. Accountability.
Exactly. There's a large portion of the players who don't understand.
Exactly.
They don't care. That's their problem.
You're right.
Exactly. They don't understand. That is where the disconnect comes. Yes. Hold on, you guys. Let's give Diaz and Zach Diaz,
the last thing, Diaz.
You go.
The thing that really resonated with me was when we went to the Super Bowl and people were putting second mortgages on their houses just to get Super Bowl tickets, dude.
Wow.
So, and then when I go and see these guys, what they put together with the tailgating and stuff.
Right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Wow. You have to want to play. You have to want to play in Philadelphia.
It's the only place
where you feel like a rock star. If you're an athlete that did what you were supposed to
do.
You feel, no matter if you did what you were supposed to do, you would come here and you would live like a king for the rest of your day.
Right. You know what? I did what I was supposed to do.
Yes, you did.
Necessarily for the fans. Just that's the way I'm built. That's the way I'm made. And it just
and you are still sexy, sir. Not gonna lie.
Well, gee, thank you.
Remember, he's drunk and uphill.
I knew that would get him to shut up for a second.
I was gonna repeat everything that Lonnie, Madam Secretary General Lonnie Zimmerman said. But there's another investment that people make, and it's probably true everywhere to some degree, but definitely here. Yeah, people's
time.
It's different in Philadelphia than it is everywhere else.
Well, there's an emotional capital that you spend.
Thank you.
For some people, whatever your outlet is, it could be yoga, it could be church, faith, whatever it is. But Sundays, they look all week long. This is my release where I get to hang out with my friends, my family. Everyone's got their own ritual. Some people say, I got to sit in my chair every game. Other people are like, I got to be at the stadium. I got to be tailgating. I got to be on the road. I got to go wherever. But they look all week, and if the week's up or down, and they invest their emotions into it, and when you see someone dogging it, or you see someone like Ben Simmons having all the talent in the world, refusing to do what he should be doing, or not caring, and the salaries and all that, the money, I'd rather the players get the money than that. But the emotion, and when you see something like that, and when you lose, and especially with the lack of effort, it'll either be directed at the players or the owners. Like, I put all my time into this. Exactly. I waited all week for this. I didn't go out. I left my kids this weekend for this. And the emotion will get even worse than the money.
That was the part that I was really trying to focus on, was like, wow, you know, the people, the fans really are emotionally connected to the team.
Think about a bad movie.
We're family.
Yeah.
Our sports teams are our extended family.
Mm-hmm.
Players don't know that coming in.
Right. Right.
Oh,
right.
Just think a Green Legion, and this is not an ad, but like there are people that live in Minnesota and Florida and Carolina and Chicago and California.
Excellent.
Mark Huertas, he just sent a message. He booked the home opener tailgate. Like, he's in California with his family, Southern California. And we see him every year.
This team connects people across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Australia. Everywhere.
Poland.
It literally connects to an extended family. And I don't want to sound like a vulture preying on this, because I didn't even realize it when I started. I had no idea. Right. I just knew that I had a bunch of Eagles fans that were in my network, and I'm like, yo, let's go to a game. Right? 19 years later, I throw out my back because I'm, you know, out of shape from doing this too much. At least I didn't do the shepherd's pie yelp,
though. That's all right.
Wow, he can repeat that on cue. That should be a drop. Note that.
But no, Diaz brings up an extremely valid point.
Yes, no.
You could go to any major city in this country, and there is a massive Eagles fan club that takes over a bar.
Right.
And everybody there is family, and it's all because of the nucleus
of the team.
Of the team.
And we can have fun with the team losing. It's good to see everybody, but it's just when you're winning, like what Hollis said, and, you know, like someone like Jason Kelce out in Seattle this week, you know, having fun with the like, if you win, it's the best city to win in, you win.
Right.
If you lose,
it's the worst city.
It can be the worst. But if you, but if you're giving all you got, and you know, whatever your level is, you know, a player that's just a fringe player that, that gives all effort, that might be like a fringe starter, they're going to love him better than they're going to love the first round pick that doesn't like the practice. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you about my house for a second. Just 1 second. I got married 4 years ago, and my wife is a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh!
So
That's the problem I have
hold on. In my house.
We all have our dirty secrets.
Yes, that's the problem I have in my house.
And I found out this I found at the Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Tournament. She was sitting next to me, talking to me closely. And I found this out, and I had to move 3 to 4 seats away from this young lady.
So one seat for everybody else.
3 to 4 seats, because she lulled me to sleep with it.
I don't think my question is that important anymore. But she could answer this.
Yeah, we should figure out how did that happen, Irving?
I didn't know until after I said I do.
All right. So my question is for the both of you, actually. When you played here and you played here, like the feeling of the city after a loss versus, say, in New Orleans or in Washington. Like, could you notice a huge difference in how the city felt?
Everybody felt the loss. Everybody, not just the team. You know, when I was in New England, it was the team. When I was in Miami, it was the team. When I was in Washington, it was the team.
But it was
here in Philadelphia, everybody.
It was the city.
Yeah, it was everybody.
It's not even the city.
Yeah,
it's the Delaware Valley.
Right. It was everybody.
Jersey, Philly, the whole
shebang. Everybody.
When you lost here, you didn't want to turn on the TV.
No.
You went in. You didn't want to go party.
Nope.
Because nobody was partying, really. And if you did go party, nobody.
Well, Donovan
not,
did.
But it's like in those other cities, I don't think they, like I played in New Orleans and I played in Carolina, but it was not the same.
Yeah.
Like with a loss in those places, the parties were still decent. I mean, you got trashed and stuff, but it was like, and it was still people at the parties.
It wasn't the same.
But it's just, it wasn't like in Philly, people would be telling you about yourself and about where we went wrong as a team.
And why are you at the party?
Yeah, exactly. Why are you at the party?
Yeah, go home and get ready.
Yeah.
I think with a couple minutes left in the segment here, what we're trying to say is that, like, we don't ask for much. We kind of look at our city, like, we want to say that we're like the big brother, but when you're in the Northeast Corridor, like, Boston's winning all these championships. New York City is New York City. It's the main media hub in the whole entire country, let alone the world.
Right.
And here we are in Philadelphia. And
D.C. is like, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's the capital of the country. So, like, we're kind of overlooked in that context.
Right.
So, like, really, in reality, like, we don't see many things around here. I mean, I'm 35 years old. We've seen two championships in my lifetime.
You're old.
No, but like, from a standpoint as a sports fan, I haven't seen a whole lot that, like, Quimby has seen, like, in his time on Earth.
I guess you're old. Quimby.
He's seen the Flyers win the Cup. I haven't.
Twice. You saw Ty Cobb.
He actually saw the Sixers win. But, like, and that'll be enough for this segment of Green Legion Radio. But we look at it like this. We want our teams to succeed. We want them to win. We obviously want them to win championships.
Right.
But really, in reality, like, if you give it everything you got, you bust your ass for this team, for the city, for the fans, and you're accountable for your actions.
Right.
And you're not going to sit here and try and throw crap in our face like, oh, well, I'm an all-star. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that.
He's on the Phillies right
now. But anybody, like, the thing is, though, is if you are that type of athlete, you will be a god in the city, regardless if you win the championship or not, because of what you gave to the city and how much you gave back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me.
Oh, I thought you
were doing your thing.
Pointing at Brian.
I was making sure Brian's having a good time.
He's chilling.
All right. Well, thankfully, we haven't got to what if yet at all.
I told
we
you,
need
I
content.
I told
we
you my
content.
Question was stir up some stuff here.
My man. Never a lack of content.
I enjoyed it, though. It was a good conversation.
So we will get to what if on Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio, here on Fox Sports The Gambler. Good?
Yeah.
Brought to you by our friends at MCS station, Residential, right. MCS Custom Cabinetry.
Brace
likes. 484-202-3656. 484-202-3656. I'm going to do a big shot at Jameson when we go to break here, just to hopefully piss off every single one of you on the way back. Irving Fryer, Hollis Thomas, Michael Shutup Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Nate, Bryant, Jamie, / Super Sam, back right after this.
Green Legion Radio.
Hold on, let me put in
Hooters. Hooters. Shepherd's pie.
Don't.
you gotta get muted.
All right, everybody. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com, mcsinc-pa.com, or call them at 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656 for all your residential contracting needs. Everybody, it's time. We've been talking about it for 2 weeks.
Yes!
2 weeks.
It's a long tease.
It is a long tease. Nice sack. We have wanted to get into a segment called What If? Very simply, what if this happened? What took place? And what are you two looking at?
Facebook kicked us off.
Facebook can go to hell.
Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube,
folks. Sam, what are you doing out there? What's going on with the Facebook?
No, F them. Facebook blows.
The Facebook.
I got actually suspended by Facebook.
No, again.
Shut up, what, Diaz.
For cursing?
No, I curse all the time.
Oh. Quimby uses a special word.
I got suspended, but apparently I only got suspended on my phone. Ooh. I got suspended for 24 hours because I was getting into it with this guy, Matt.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
I get him with it all the time.
All right, sure. All right.
All right. And I was able to post off of my computer. So Facebook, as always, you are doing a bang up job of making sure that nobody knows what the absolute F you're doing. So my first... And okay, look, very simple.
How are we going to do this?
Well, let's go. Me, you, go. You don't have any?
Nope. I gave you mine as example. You guys run with it.
All right. Me, you.
Okay. What do we have? About 10, 15 seconds just to respond?
Nah, just let it flow organically.
We don't need, and everyone does.
Now, what we want to do here is not have everybody talk over each other. When I give a what if or Diaz gives a what if, you raise your hand. And then, that person talks about it.
Whoever's quickest gets it. It's like a game.
It's Jeopardy.
It's a game. It's
Jeopardy. Excellent. I'm glad. So, my first. What if Captain Coconut Oil does well and Joe Girardi is terrible? Oh, wait.
That's already happening. The Giants are in first place. He's terrible. He doesn't know baseball. He's going to be coaching the All-Star game, huh?
Yeah, coaching the All-Star game, an exhibition game, which is awful, by the way. But nonetheless, I did give credit.
Did you raise your hand?
I did give him credit on last week's show.
All right, there you go.
I did give him credit on last week's show. But like I did say, and I'll throw this in there, every Gabe Kapler team has gotten off to a good start for the first 3 years of his managerial career. Let's see if he can finish it, because he's in the division with the Dodgers and Padres. Let's see if it can last.
I don't think any of us...
I love that. You already know what's going to happen when he does that. Yeah, now, listen here.
I'm just saying, we knew that you were going to try to jump all over that, because you tried to pass the buck like nobody's business. But your team sucks ass. Like, like 8 to 10 years of, like, total crap-ola.
Which is what the Phillies are doing right now, right?
Try 36 years.
Your team sucks ass. Okay. Now say what you're about to say. They're like the Phillies. So you try to pass the buck.
No, I knew you
were going to jump on the bandwagon like nobody's business. You're next.
All right. Should I do football, basketball, baseball?
Just do one. Okay,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, I thought there was a Shepherd's Pie coming in. Hold on a second. Real fast. Real fast. Our guest, Brian Walden. What do you got?
What if the shut up?
Well, then we wouldn't have a show, Brian. Yeah. That would be ridiculous.
What if Diaz? Hold on, we would have an excellent show.
We'd be ahead of schedule.
Wow.
I got a good one right here. I'm going to wait for text. In 2005, in the Super Bowl, what if the Patriots didn't cheat?
Oh, God.
We would have kicked their ass. We actually would have kicked. If you knew anything about, if you were watching the game, which you guys were, a lot of you guys were there. We were all over them like Mike Tyson at the beauty pageant.
And
they cannot do a single thing, sir. When they came out of their second half, it was like they were in our damn huddle with us. Every call, and we tried to convey that to our coaches, but our coaches, they thought that we were full of crap. But continue.
Quick follow up, Hollis. What if Donovan didn't blow his cookies?
What if Donovan didn't go out the night before and get drunk? What if he didn't go out? Well, we probably would have been up on them, and he probably would have threw an interception, and then got taken away from them. Because of a holding penalty, and then came back on the next play and threw another interception. We had five turnovers that game. If anybody watched that game, well, anybody watched that game?
Really?
Five turnovers.
Can I tell you this?
We only lost by 3 points.
Five turnovers you're supposed to lose.
But we shut them down.
Right. Only lost by three.
We lost by three.
Guys, pull it together.
Deepest apologies.
We got to get this and through this.
Sorry.
All right. And I get that. No, I know this is emotional for you.
And I'm letting the wind out of my sail now.
I just wanted to add to this. I watched the entire game live. I pissed in my seat.
Ouch.
Way to go.
So I wouldn't leave.
That's great.
And I have never watched the replay of that.
And it bothered
the hell out of me.
Did you watch later on?
The only replay that I watch is when I ask, is this my close up?
Quimby is a Depends type of guy that's going to be a new sponsor next week.
Wait a minute. How do you do that? You're watching a game where you pee on yourself?
You pee in cups.
Well, actually, you never pissed on yourself,
guys,
on the field?
Come on. No, we got to get through.
What do we got here?
I never
Q?
Did that. Try. I've heard guys do that, but I never did.
All right, great. Remember when I do this? All right, side chatter. I'm throwing this one towards Sack, by the way.
Awkward.
What if Scott Stevens never knocked out Lindros?
They win game seven, they win the Stanley Cup.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yeah, that was the whole momentum shift of that game. I mean, there was only one goal that was scored in that game. It was a
tank. Good one on that call, bro.
It was by Patrick Elias, and it was late in the game, and that was the difference in the game right there. When Lindros got laid out by Scott Stevens, it sucked all the air out of that building.
Everything.
Yeah, it was the first period. It was the first period, and it knocked all the air out of the building. Yeah, that right there. If he does not get knocked out, that crowd is in a frenzy the rest of the game. Instead, they were sitting on pins and needles, and the Flyers got scared, and they wound up blowing the game late in the game with Patrick Elias. So, yeah, they would have won the cup that year.
Flyers still have a franchise?
Diaz.
Wow. What about in 2002 if the Eagles didn't let Trotter walk?
Ooh.
I can answer that.
Well, there was a... this is going to be a little outside the box, folks. So, no earmuffs. There was a contract situation with Trotter and the chubby red guy that some people tend to like. And the security had to be called.
Oh,
I love Trot even more.
Hey.
I do too.
Do not hide these stories, sir.
No, security had to be. The story is that Trot
was going to kill him.
Yeah, Trot was going to kick that ass point blank. That's my fourth point blank.
I love the fact that Irving does not mind saying kill.
No, he's going to kill him.
Twice.
He had a machete in his locker.
Everybody dies at some point.
Yeah.
Am I not right?
Yes. And where did you get that from?
Bear Grylls over here.
Did you not get that from a defense that I had when I was coaching with you? I had a defense when I was coaching with him called Everybody Dies.
Everybody Dies.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I like that defense. We got the ball back.
He said
Everybody Dies, we get the ball back.
He said, I need the ball. I say,
triangle, baby.
Yep.
Everybody dies. It means everybody dies.
Yep. I would go to Hollis. Hollis, I need the ball back.
Everybody dies.
Call. Oh my God. Is that like the replacement? Sam Brady?
But Daniel,
I need the ball back. I got you the ball. I got you the ball.
Now, to finish off that Trotter thing, they were in contract negotiations, and Trotter had become a three down linebacker. But they were trying to like shortchange him a lot, and he was a homegrown guy. And this is what they did not do: they did not take care of the homegrown guys. They always paid the guys that were coming in and out. So when the contract negotiations got a little heated, Butch had to go get Trot out of Big Red's office.
All right, moving on.
It's on you.
You're right. No, that was mine.
What if Scott Norwood actually hit that field goal?
I want to comment on this.
Ace Ventura wouldn't exist.
Because this happens a lot. Like, it matters. You know, you see these runs from some certain teams, and you're like, man, that team should have won the early 2000s Eagles should have won a Super Bowl, you know? The whole legacy changes. The Bills go, you know, they only go 1-for-3 in Super Bowls, but, like,
they didn't go 1-for-3. They went 0-for-4.
Norwood hits the field goal.
If he hits it, they go. They're 1-3.
Maybe they don't go 1-3. Maybe because the momentum.
Maybe
they go 2-2. Maybe they beat Dallas in one of those two. Yeah,
it changes everything. The whole game, the whole season, and he missed. And it wasn't like, I mean, he missed the field goal, but it wasn't like he missed it by 30 feet. It was, you know, within an arm's length or something. Man, that whole. How we think of Jim Kelly, how we think of the Bills and Marv
Levy. Finkel and Einhorn.
Oh, yeah.
Einhorn and Finkel.
By the way, Jim Kelly, you are the man.
He is the man.
I love Jim Kelly. This is my guy.
For nothing that he did on the field.
Yeah, exactly.
His cancer battle, but his SportsCenter commercial is one of the best. The one where Vinatieri keeps on walking through, and he's like, I forgot about this one. And he pulls another one out. He's like, oh, yeah, Jim Kelly standing behind him in a security line. It's great.
I got one real quick, just. Not one, but to add on to that, Hofstetler doesn't get mentioned every time Nick Foles was mentioned in that Super Bowl run.
That's true.
Every time Nick Foles. Well, you remember the last time a backup quarterback won the Super Bowl. I was like, all right, enough.
Let's go. It was Tom Brady.
All right, I'm gonna go over to basketball.
In shocker.
Yeah. All right. We'll just go recently. In 2014, what if Milwaukee drafts Joel Embiid instead of Jabari Parker? Milwaukee drafted Jabari Parker over Joel. Can you imagine a team with Giannis and Joel Embiid?
Philadelphia would still suck.
Well, that's right.
I guess you could say the same thing, though, with Andrew Wiggins.
Still suck.
I mean, Andrew Wiggins, right? I mean, Wiggins.
Are you okay? You all right over there? What's the matter? I can't say that.
You can say that.
I can say what I want to say.
No. You can say.
I was trying not to spit my Bud Light all over my wall.
What? I'm retired. I can say what I want to say.
You can't say that Giannis would be on the Bucks then, because it's a whole.
Right. Yeah. Giannis was on the Bucks. He was drafted the year before. He was drafted in 13.
And he was drafted in 13?
Yeah. That's why, like, you got to win right now. And it took Giannis 6 years to win one series. It doesn't happen overnight. But that would have been a crazy team.
Yeah, crazy team.
Then there would have been a clog in the lane.
I have another one, please.
Yeah.
What if Joe Carter doesn't hit that home run?
Oh, dear Lord.
Mitch is going to give up something there.
Hold on. I see the forehead vein popping.
And I'm not saying that. Listen, he still had to get out of that inning. You know, and Mitch said before, he doesn't even know if he could have kicked it up there any harder than what he was throwing. Mm-hmm. All right. So,
but here's the thing. Ready? Another, reminder of your question. Mm-hmm. I never, never, never thought anything less of Mitch Williams because of that.
Especially
because
after
he brought it every freaking game.
And that's the thing. Like, if you look at his ERA, which is astronomical in that series, because remember, the Phillies were up, 14-9 in game four? I mean, they had a shot to split the series at that point, 2-2, and then Curt Schilling did what he did in game five to get you to game six. But Danny Jackson on the mound in a game seven. If you get through that series, if you get through that game, and
Danny Jackson would have been great.
With everything on the table in a game seven, I'm not going to say they were going to win it all, but it would have been hella interesting for sure.
Now, the interesting point to what you're saying is like, he said that if he didn't take that ball, it was just like him taking the ball. If he hadn't took it and then they sent somebody else in there in his spot, it was like he couldn't do that. Because didn't he pitch the game before or something?
Well, he said no, he didn't pitch the game before because Schilling pitched a complete game shutout.
Right? Ah, that's right.
In game five,
right.
2-0 game. And that series was just nothing but offense for the most part.
Right.
But Mitch had always said, because everybody said, why didn't you leave Roger Mason in there?
Right.
And what Mitch said was that if Fregosi did not put his closer in there and Roger Mason blew the game and he was the one that gave up that home run to Joe Carter, why didn't you put your closer in there? You've been doing it all year long.
Right.
You know, the guy's saved 45 games that year. Why weren't you using Mitch Williams?
Yeah, and Mitch was like, down on it, you know, a little bit.
I got one for you guys. You probably have it written down, but I just want to jump to it. What if Kawhi never hit that shot?
Oh, God, don't even.
And I'll answer that right now. They would have lost in overtime.
Probably.
The Sixers were playing so bad.
They lost momentum in that
fourth. And Embiid was gassed. He played 45 minutes that game.
That's why.
But you had Butler.
Weren't you at the game, Q?
Yeah. My best friend Tony Palmer and I were the only two idiots wearing white and blue. If you look at that YouTube video, international shots or international calls across the world for the Kawhi shot, you can see us. We're just standing there. We're like this.
You've got to be effing kidding.
They blew that game. They were gassed.
Real quick, before we go out. What if Robert Horry never played basketball?
Ooh. Think about how the pendulum swings. I mean, like Robert Horry, that one.
Again, we have a minute.
I know Sacramento Kings would have won the NBA Finals though that year. They would have won the NBA Finals because the Vlade Divac when he threw it out there, right? So yeah. I think the Kings would have won an NBA Finals.
I mean, that's hard. We're talking against if Robert Horry didn't make all those shots and all those different teams.
Big shot, Bob.
Six titles.
Yeah, he's great. But like, he was a role player. He showed up in big.
He wasn't a role player.
He was. He was.
He was a stud.
Big time.
He was. His role was
winning.
We need a shot.
Yeah,
make it.
Ice in his veins, man.
Ice in his veins.
Unbelievable.
He could have played in Philadelphia. Everybody, we have one more segment here alongside Irving Fryer, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Nate / Jamie Hollenbach, Brian Walden, Super Sam in the green room back on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gamble, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, right after this. Carmelo, not Carmelo Anthony, who you have a crush on.
03 draft, very good draft.
Thank you.
Says salty caramel.
Now let's get into it right now. Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656 for all your residential contracting needs. Irving Fryer.
Yes.
3 weeks with us.
Yes. I enjoyed myself.
Can't thank you enough.
Oh, man.
Everybody, we're talking about this as if it is live. You are hearing the pre-recorded version on Thursday. You will have missed the Friday induction of the Fryer Place.
So get on it.
The inaugural episode.
But you have to listen to it because I promise you, Irving is fantastic on the radio. He is charismatic.
Thank you.
He is educated. He is a lyrical wizard.
I don't know about that, but I'm educated in what I'm educated in.
Well, and
does that make sense?
And the simplest of statements tend to be true.
Well, and you guys.
And what we want to do right now is make sure that Irving has a little bit more time to promote his show. How do you find it? Where do you go? Talk to us about that. Every Friday, 12 noon to 1 p.m., the Fryer Place.
For the next couple of weeks, you'll have to find a live link, and you can find that live link on the Green Legion page. Go to the Green Legion. There will be a live link posted.
You can get a Green Legion radio link to him.
Yes. And then
by noon tomorrow?
Yeah, you'll say his name.
Nate just went like this. Ready? He went like this.
Sure.
Quimby was about to call him Sue.
I've already given it Diaz.
Yeah. We have it. And the live link, it's just if you go and subscribe to the channel, whenever Irving goes live with his guests.
Did you just hear that?
I heard it too.
We picked it up.
What was that?
The helicopter,
the police helicopter. When we have the cordless microphone on.
I thought that was your first drop.
Okay. No, it was a police helicopter.
By the way, Kyle, you're fired.
So much for 60 seconds.
But join us tomorrow, 12 noon. The Fryer Place is going to be hot where the conversations are fire. We have some great guests, and we look forward to this. We really do look forward to having a good time and some great conversations.
And we cannot thank you enough for being part show for the last 3 weeks, and we hope to
thank you.
Make this work for all.
I'll see you guys really soon.
I'll see you soon too.
Yes, you'll see me soon. I'll see you if I don't see you first.
I want to get on the Mark show. I love Mark Duper.
You want to come on that?
Yeah. What are they going to be on?
They're going to be on in 3 weeks.
Third
show.
Moving along. Because I want to ask your what if.
Okay.
Big one.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to throw it to you, and I'm going to throw it to Diaz.
Uh-oh. Oh, I don't want to hear this.
I have a word if it was mentioned earlier, but go ahead. Go ahead.
I think I'd rather hear Irving. I don't want to hear this
No,
one.
No, 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 no,
I know I'm going
to hear this. 30 more seconds wasted. What if Brian Finneran catches that ball?
Son of a man. So, do you remember this play?
Brian Finneran on Atlanta?
No, from I would ask you.
Yeah, he was with us. 1998, Villanova.
99. He was 99 with
98.
Us.
98. Well, no, he graduated from Villanova 98.
Yeah, I don't remember the play.
So it was we were playing against the Arizona Cardinals. It was a play. We were trying to ice the game.
It was the first game
of the season, and Doug Peterson was the quarterback. So they call a play. So they tricked. So they was the tallest midget in the room.
tallest little person,
tallest dwarf from midget, whatever you want to call it.
Leave it in.
So they go a play action fake because they feel like we're going to run the ball to keep the clock rolling. So they throw it to Brian Finneran, bounces off his chest.
Doink. And Finneran gets cut.
Yeah, he gets cut the next week, and he has a 10-year career with the Falcons. Yes, but it bounces off his chest, and they catch it, and it goes on. What do you think?
Brian.
What if Gronkowski caught the ball in Super Bowl 52?
Well, none of us would be here because we would have jumped off the Ben Franklin Bridge. I was already, although before that play, I was like, okay. The worst case scenario is overtime. The worst case. Because they got to go for two.
They have to get
in.
The
worst case is overtime. Okay, so we might win this. I wasn't bought in until.
I'm really angry you brought that up. Because
I got one more?
No.
All right. How about this one? In 2004, what if the Phillies traded Ryan Howard to Pittsburgh for Chris Benson?
Ooh.
I would have taken his wife here for sure.
I thought that was something.
Rachel.
I was 18.
Whoa, that's
I was 18
nice.
At the
whoa,
time.
Whoa.
She was
a Playboy
model.
Playboy model.
Yeah, but Miss Sack, really? Is that what you is that?
And you were
no,
legal.
At the time. I didn't even know Miss Sack existed at the time.
You will learn.
Let's keep it above the waist.
But it's okay.
Good
speak,
luck.
Speak
with
for
that.
Yourself there, Shepherd's Pie.
Oh, big time, big time.
Did he say Shepherd's Pie? Yes, he did. But I see Miss Sack is going to leave you soon.
All right. What if we draft Warren Sapp over Mike Mamula?
Wow.
And that hits real close to home. In
I
this
played with Mike Mamula.
Hold me on too, a second. Too. So did
yes,
he.
Yes, I
remember,
too,
remember both.
You played longer than I did.
But just think of that, me and him together.
Yeah, I like Mike Mamula. I'm gonna plead
you
the fifth.
You and Sapp together?
Yes, I'm gonna plead the fifth on that because I like Mike Mamula.
I love Mamalama, but
everybody likes Mike Mamula. Yeah.
Mamalama, that's my guy. I love him.
And I believe we're gonna have Mike Mamula in studio.
I was gonna say we could do a whole show on what ifs with the Eagles.
I'm gonna get Mike Mamula to come in his studio pretty soon.
I mean, you know,
but if that combination. I would have loved that combination.
Yes, it would have been very.
It would have been formidable, yes. But extremely formidable.
Yep, a lot of cursing.
Yeah.
Regardless, Warren Sapp still would have been fired from NFL Network for soliciting prostitutes.
That was after.
I have absolutely no problem.
We're not talking about after.
When that news came across, it was like the greatest day of my life because I hate Warren Sapp. I can't stand him.
But it wasn't for soliciting prostitutes. It was because he refused to pay them, and he showed the officer getting a coffee break. From one of the ladies.
Thank you.
And he showed it to the officer, and that's why he got arrested. Continue.
Diaz.
Okay, how about this one? In 1991, week one, Green Bay, what if Randall doesn't get hurt?
Oh,
and that was the year.
Man,
it was
that
the
was
year.
Absolutely the year.
Yes, it was. And I was in St. Louis. I was still in college, you know, blase. Actually, I was in high school.
And then the next year, that
you would,
right
you would have,
now,
you would have
Jerome
thought
Brown
by
away.
Then that team would have learned how to play offense.
Yeah, you know, we love Buddy, but.
Well, what you know now, what I know now of what they thought of offense, it was just like, just make a couple
just,
plays.
Just make
no,
a couple
it was just
plays.
Like make a couple of plays, and it was no real rhyme or reason.
Yeah, can you imagine Randall was structured that? Those
this game
players.
Hurts, dude.
Just picture when he got structured with
Minnesota. Yeah.
Continue.
What if Mo Lewis never blasts Drew Bledsoe?
Damn.
Wow.
Does anybody know what this is, though?
Yeah, wow. Tom Brady.
It's what Tom Brady. Mo Lewis, he lacerated his kidney. He lacerated his kidney, and Tom Brady.
How do you lacerate a kidney on a
you
hit?
You destroy a man.
That happened to, like, Phil Rivers, I think, recently.
And it happened to Chris Sims as well, and he came back in the game, and they had to remove his spleen after the game, too.
The Patriot dynasty never exists.
Yes, it's probably most likely.
It never exists.
Never gets started.
No.
Because they probably don't. I mean, with Bledsoe, and though maybe they do make the Super Bowl that year.
I'm not saying Brady never makes the field, that he never gets on the field, whether it's with the Patriots or somewhere else, but it never exists. It just doesn't. That's where it got started.
I don't know. I think the level of cheating goes up.
There you go. I agree. Cheat more.
I agree. So just so you know, the what if segment may become a permanent part of the show because it's hysterical. Everybody, on behalf of myself, Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Kyle / Thundermaker / Joe Dirt. Sam Brady out in the green room, making sure everybody's happy on social media. Irving Fryer, Nate Robertson, our IT guy, Brian Walden, excellent guest and always listening to the show. Jamie Hollenbach, as well, huge fan. Everybody loves both of you in the room, by the way, and not
especially Diaz,
not just this room. I'm talking about the entire social media room. Everybody, make sure you check out the Fryer Place. You can get to him on greenlegionradio.com. Subscribe to his YouTube channel. He has to get a certain amount of likes to get his own channel URL. We're going to make that happen this week. I'm done bantering right now. My back feels good, but my mind is a little nuts right now.
How do you
feel? Fox Sports the Gambler?
Fox Gambler of the Sports. Yeah. Everybody, Radio Green Legion. Light Bud.
Come to Vegas.
Light Bud.
Bi brought you to
Vegas.
MCS, I can't screw there.
CSN?
MCS Residential.
Cabinetry Custom.
484-202-3656. 484-202-3656. On Sports Gambler Fox, the 1.2-5.0. 1.40.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Everybody, we appreciate you tuning in on Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Irving Fryer, by the time this airs on Saturday, we will have heard your first successful podcast, yes, and we wish nothing but good tidings and excellent luck for you.
Thank you very much.
And happy that you are a part of our family now, whether or not you want to be.
I'm in. I'm all in. Thank you.
And we will talk more about the Finn, Crab du Jour, and the Players Show, which is going to be our home at the Fillmore next week with our good friend Jeff Schroth in from Crab du Jour. Everybody, we appreciate you. We love you. And I don't have a song to go out to.
Okay.
So here we go. I got it. Thanks.
There you go, baby.
No. I got to go over Liberty Mutual.
She was a bebop baby on a hot day.
Hooters. All right. Skip ads. And here we go.